With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Southern Baptist Convention President Bart Barber has announced the members of the Abuse Reform Implementation Task Force. Messengers to the 2021 SBC annual meeting in Anaheim tasked Barber to put together a committee to take next steps after a year-long study and investigation by Guidepost Solutions into the SBC Executive Committee's alleged mishandling of sexual abuse claims. One of the recommendations includes the establishment of a ministry check website. The task force will oversee and report back to the convention next summer on the feasibility, effectiveness, and cost of the website, which would be established and maintained by an independent contractor chosen by the task force. Ongoing attacks on pregnancy resource centers and other pro-life organizations have presented security challenges, but they've not thwarted continuing faith-based efforts to minister to women in need. A total of 87 attacks against pro-life organizations, including 43 pregnancy centers and 32 churches, have been recorded by the Catholic News Agency since the May 2nd leak of a U.S. Supreme Court draft opinion signaling the reversal of the Roe v. Wade decision. In recent attacks, two pregnancy resource centers in Minnesota and two churches in Kansas were vandalized on July 31st and August 2nd. The estimated 2,700 or more pregnancy resource centers in the U.S. generally provide pregnancy tests, counseling, pregnancy and parenting classes, and material assistance. Many provide ultrasound exams, and some offer health care services.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
A mealtime prayer before their meal on a Sedona, Arizona anniversary trip led a Tennessee couple to an opportunity to share their faith. In early August, Sarah and Blake Tarr were approached by a server that had observed them praying before their meal the night before and the next morning approached them. The server told the couple she hadn't been able to find answers to her questions and asked if they could tell her a little bit about their faith. The server said she had a 45-minute break and that was the time they needed. Before the conversation ended, the server had asked Jesus Christ to forgive her and placed her faith in Him. In addition, through social media, the couple was able to connect her to a local church in the Sedona area. Read the full story at baptistpress.com.